11 Ways to Know You're a Pro VO. Does it matter? Not really. You don't need me to tell you when you are a professional. But increasingly, it seems important to know if you've made the grade. FAFCON organizers and the World Voices organization share the same criteria for passing muster as a professional VO. If you want to go to FAFCON, and who doesn't? Or if you want to join our progressive and growing industry trade association, WOVO, you're going to want to know what constitutes a professional VO. Here's the WOVO criteria. Quote, to qualify as a professional, applicants must demonstrate a commercial industry involvement by submitting 5 recent paid voice jobs not completed for a member of your family, unquote. And the FAFCON criteria, quote, we consider you to be a working pro if you're hired by others on an ongoing basis to do professional-level voiceovers, being paid spendable money by non-relatives to work on recorded spoken word projects, unquote. For the record, it doesn't hurt to have a VO website, lots of good references, a professionally prepared demo, and some peer or client testimonials. A good many people do voiceover and another job. I wish I wasn't one of them, but I am. I think my other job hinders my growth in voiceover, but we all have our reasons, right? Interestingly, the above criteria does not discriminate against me. I'm still considered a professional voice actor, even though a case could be made for calling it a part-time job. But there are other, less formal, and dead giveaway indicators that you're a voiceover pro. Below is my slightly tongue-in-cheek but absolutely valid list of 11 ways to know if you're a VO pro. Number 1. People are regularly calling you for advice on how to get started in the business. They typically have great pipes, but no clue that it takes more than just a voice. Please direct them to my new book. Number 2. You are absolutely satisfied with your choice of mic, preamp, DAW, and audio chain, and feel no compulsion to change it. Number 3. You no longer feel compelled to answer every newbie question on the VO social media forums. When you do, you tend to answer quickly and definitively. Number 4. Similarly, you no longer feel the urge to take every Tom, Dick, and Harry webinar, seminar, phone conference, coaching session being offered. Number 5. You're having trouble finding a coach you haven't yet studied with. Number 6. You've been asked at least once or twice to be a participant on a panel as a guest contributor or an expert for one of the above webinars, seminars, or phone conferences. Number 7. Your marketing plan is working, often to your amazement, and you're getting good-paying jobs regularly, sometimes even making more than you're spending on your business. Number 8. Colleagues regularly tell you your recordings have a really tight sound. Number 9. Coaches are sending you private invitations to come to their workshops because you make them look good. Number 10. You are considering adding a new niche to your VO toolkit so you can market to even more clients. Number 11. Your mobile setup sounds just as good as your studio setup. Almost. There are other indicators, to be sure. Do you have one? Let us know by commenting below to this blog.